smells so good.
Cora made her world-famous eggs derelict.
That's Benedict, Mr. Brown.
I don't care what the name is. Cora, this is good. It's excellent.
Huh, really?
Oh, yes, Cora. I get so excited when I eat them. Ooh, Cora, and I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating.
Mr. Brown, those were egg substitutes.
I knew there was something wrong with these eggs. I know it. It's in my spirit. I knew. I don't want no more of that.
Cora, you're sticking to your diet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I have to get in that dress. Joanne's wedding is in 2 weeks.
Mr. Brown, I have something that's for you.
What? And I want you to eat all of this now. Don't throw it away now.
Ooh, I look like the three bears. What is that, porridge?
Mr. Brown, just eat it.
Well, why don't you change my diaper too, Cora? You just make me feel so old.
Well, you are old.
You're the one old. You one still living around here with your daddy. Like an old maid, all the rest of your friends married and gone on.
Mr. Brown. Okay, now look, what I can't understand is why your girlfriend sent you the wrong size dress.
Well, it wasn't the wrong size dress 6 months ago. Now it just fits a little snug.
Cora, maybe you was the wrong size 6 months ago. 6 months now.
Mr. Brown, don't be fun here.
Well, why don't you just call her and tell her to send you the right size?
No, I can't do that. That would be so embarrassing. What are you doing? Eat those grits.
What would be embarrassing, Cora, is if you showed up at that wedding with a tulle dress on like this, and you come in there and just...
I can't breathe. Mr. Brown, sometimes I think you don't like me.
No, I love you, Cora. No. I just tell you the truth. If you tell the truth, you shame the devil. Not a devil shame.
Mr. Brown, I'm going to stick to this diet. I'm just trying to be healthy. That's all I'm trying to do.
Good for you, Cora. Now, you still going on your walks every morning?
I am. I'm up to 2 miles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
You up to 2 miles?
Yes.
But, Cora, you know, if you really want to be healthy and you want to get a good workout?
Yeah.
When you walk, you need to walk with something in your hands.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, like some of those 2-pound barbells or something?
Oh, no. Right here. Bam! That's what you need right there.
Chocolate balls, Mr. Brown, what am I supposed to do with this?
Sell them. The Homeowners Association is having a contest, and the house that sells the most candy win a free trip to Mexico.
Oh, Mr. Brown, Cora's on a diet, okay? The last thing she needs are boxes of candy lying around the house.
Right.
Well, duh. If she sell them, they won't be laying around the house. You a teacher and she a nurse? Ooh, this world is in trouble. You all volunteered to come to this most auspicious occasion and this meeting that I have set forth henceforth and forevermore.
Volunteer? You threatened to raise my rent if I didn't.
Mine too. And you told me that I was going to meet a famous actor.
Well, Edna looked like James Earl Jones.
So what is this all about, Brown?
Look, the Homeowners Association is having a contest, and the house that sells the most candy bars gets an all-expense-paid trip to, bam, Mexico! Viva! Yeah!
Well, I hope you don't expect us to help you win that little trip.
Wheezy Jefferson. Not me win a trip. We win a trip. Us. Everybody. Look, here, hold that. Colonel, maybe you can get some of that good old tropical sun, and it'll help you get rid of some of those liver spots you got all over. And Daisy, maybe you can find some of the surviving members of the Titanic.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, and Edna, I just got one thing to say to you. Hot, caliente Mexican meal. All over the beach. Just in thongs and everything.
I don't know about this, Brown.
Well, I've never sold anything in my life.
You never sold nothing in your life. You a liar. Step away from that joke. Step away from
the joke. Oh, good workout.
Yes.
Oh, Cora, I am impressed, girl.
Baby, I'm impressed with me. Don't let the round hips fool you, baby. Big girls can move, too.
Oh, I know that's right.
Give me some. Oh,
hey.
Knock you down.
You know that's more than I can say about some people.
Yeah. Oh, what? Why did you leave me back there?
You were walking too slow.
Ah!
I'm sweating!
Oh. London, haven't you ever sweat before?
Yeah, and then I slid off that pole.
My mom used to slide down the pole.
There you go, Cora.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
Where you been? I've been in there starving, and my stomach just bit my liver, and I'm hungry.
Oh, Mr. Brown, we were doing our power walk.
Well, Cora, I hope you still have enough power to go in there and cook me something to eat, please.
No problem, okay. You want a nice green salad?
Yeah, as long as it comes with a nice dark steak and a baked potato. Ever since Cora went on this health kick, it's no fat, low fat, no sugar, low sugar, no carbohydrates, no nothing. She had the nerve to bring me something in there the other night called no food.
Mr. Brown, it's tofu.
And that's what it tastes like, a bunch of toes.
Well, how do you know what toes taste like?
No, never mind.
Oh, this is a rough night.
Why is it so rough tonight? All I ask you to do is sell the candy. Sad candy.
Mom, what are you doing? You look like a fool.
Well, this fool is looking for his stuff. You got my stuff.
I sold 18 boxes.
What are going to do with 18 boxes? What are going to do with 18 boxes? I need 23 buses, 25, 30 buses.
I'll tell you what you can do with them.
I tell you what, if you don't sell no more buses, shh. Baby, tell him, how many buses you sell?
I sold 22 boxes.
No good answer. I need 50 buses, 60 buses. Look, I tell you what, you get them back on the streets and you sell them more buses. Do you understand? You sell them more buses, you understand what I'm saying? I want you to get out the boat till you go back. Bye-bye.
Look, why are you talking like that?
Because I'm the godfather, baby. Anyway, it's hard out here for a godfather of chocolate. You got the Glee Club. You got the Girl Scouts. Everybody want to kill me over this chocolate.
Well, Brown, who amongst us sold the most?
I'm glad you asked. Papi! America! America! Say hello to my little friend.
I sold 44. Bring me some more.
Now, see, Miss Daisy here, she has raised the bar. Raise the bar, be high. You want to raise the bar? You go sell some more candies, baby. So go back out there and sell some more candies.
I'm not going out there. It's too late.
Now, what if Harrison Ford had thought like that? He'd have never invented the car. Just mess up everything. I'm the godfather of chocolate. I'm supposed to be trying to get people to cooperate around here and sell chocolate.
Daisy, why don't you let us in on your little secret?
Well, it's very simple. I'm a trained actress, and I give my public a performance.
Watch this.
Candy for the blind. Why some candy for the blind?
Daisy, you're going right to hell.
Oh, that girl good. She on her way to Mexico.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Cora! Cora, come on, I want to see that dress.
Stupid dress! I'm having some trouble with this dress.
Cora, what are you talking about?
I'm having problems with
it. Oh my gosh, look at that color on you. It looks gorgeous.
Oh, it's not. It's not. Look.
What's wrong?
Oh. I can't zip it.
It's gonna be okay, Cora.
It's not. I've been working so hard. I've been eating right and working out. Shouldn't I have lost some inches by now?
Well, Cora, everyone's body is different.
Yeah, you know what they say. Some people are just big boned.
Who says that?
Big boned people. Oh.
Cora, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do this, though. I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna do it.
That's it. That's the right attitude, okay?
Right attitude.
The right attitude.
Okay.
Okay, well, look, I've got to run an errand real quick. Is there anything you need while I'm out?
A new dress? No, I'm fine. I have to fix dinner.
Okay, all right. Well, I won't be long, okay?
All right.
And Cora. I'm proud of you, okay?
Thanks, Sasha. Stupid job, stupid dress. Just one. Just one. No. Oh, I've just been working so hard. I've just been doing this. Oh, this is going to be good.
According to this magazine, Finn is no longer in. Oh my God, my life is ruined.
Okay, London, that's what they're saying today. Okay, and in next month's issue, they're gonna say we should all look like 90-pound models.
What is wrong with that?
You better check yourself.
Look at this. Look at this. Okay, look at her butt.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
My butt is so flat. And that butt looks like an upside-down question mark.
Awesome! Now look, Linda, look at her thighs. Girl, I would give anything to have a pair of thighs like that.
I can't believe you two are worried about how you look.
Look at you. You're perfect.
Oh, Cora, please, whatever.
Yeah, far from it. You know, I need some junk in my trunk.
I need to get rid of all this trunk and get a compact.
I wish I had her arms.
Oh, London, I wish I had her cheekbones.
Me too.
I wish you both would just shut up.
What's that?
Nothing.
Every single time I look in the mirror, I just find something new I gotta work on. It's so annoying.
Oh, gosh, tell me about it. You know, as soon as I think I got it going on, something just reaches up and bites me.
I know! I'm a size 2.
And before I go home, I have to be a 0.
A 0? Wow.
Uh-huh. In the fashion world, I'm obese.
In the real world, you need to get a grip. That's what you need.
Cora, come on, okay?
Oh, you too, Sasha. I'm just sick of you two whining about your weight. Little toothpicks.
Well, we were just saying.
Oh, yeah, you were saying how hard it is to be a size 2. Oh, I'm struggling just to lose 2 pounds.
But, Cora, you're doing something.
Oh, shut up, Sasha. Oh, you know what? I just ate a whole box of chocolates. A box! Can you believe that? A box?
But why, Cora?
But why? Oh, because I had a bad day. Probably because I can't wear that stupid dress. Or I'll never be your size. Oh, but I don't know. I don't know why I ate it. I just did.
Cora. You weren't trying to, like...
Oh, no, you don't know, do you? Oh. Have you ever been fat?
No.
Have anyone ever picked on you and called you names? Have you ever been called a fat girl? Do you know how that feels? To be discriminated against because you're big? Not that you're not talented, but you're just big. It's hard. It's not easy. We don't want to be fat. Oh, I'm just wasting my time with you two.
Cora, wait.
Oh, just leave me alone, Sasha. Sorry I said all that stuff in there.
Cora, it's okay. Are you all right?
No, I'm just so frustrated. It's like all the weight I've ever lost, I've gained over and over again. It's like I've been on a diet my whole life. But you would know nothing about that, would you?
Cora, are you kidding me? Honey, I had it bad, too.
How bad did you have it, Sasha? You gained 5 pounds?
Yeah, no, try 50.
You lying.
Cora, no, I'm serious. It happened to me when I was in college. You ever heard of the freshman 15?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I packed that on my first semester. And, honey, I just kept going and going right on through my junior year.
I can't see that.
Oh, honey, well, everybody else could.
What? How did you lose it?
Well, at first I tried 100 diets that didn't work, and then I realized that I needed to change my way of thinking.
What do you mean?
I mean that I realized that I wasn't eating because I was hungry. I was eating because I was lonely. I was scared.
It's like food became my best friend.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel. That's how I am when I'm frustrated. I want to eat. When I'm sad. When I'm lonely. When I'm depressed.
I know, Corin. It's not like we can just stop eating. I mean, that's just like a part of our culture. There's like a fast food joint on every corner.
That is so true. So true. I know that. But what am I gonna do? I don't know what to do next. What?
Okay. But you know what? The first thing you're gonna do is take better care of yourself.
All right.
Now that you understand a little bit more about why you eat, you're gonna have to keep on watching what you eat.
Okay.
All right.
You make it sound so easy, Sasha, but it's not that easy.
Cora, it's not, honey. I'm not saying that it is. Okay, but you're gonna have to stop beating yourself up. Okay?
Right.
I mean, if you slip up, you gotta know that it's not the end of the world. Cora, look at me. Now, you remember when you told me that God does not expect perfection. What he wants is progress. Remember that?
Yes. I can give him that.
You can. I know you can.
Thanks, Sasha. Need a hug?
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. Where's everybody else? Hey, everybody, come down here.
What's going on, Brown?
I know these last 2 weeks have been very hard, and when that group of 8-year-olds took Colonel down, we just knew everything was lost.
I tripped.
Over the 8-year-old that took you down. Well, anyway, all was not quite lost. Daisy and Edna, y'all did real good, did a good job. But, I guess you all wasn't good enough. I'm just sad to say that we won!
Yeah! All right! Hey, so when do we leave?
Oh, what should I wear?
Is the hotel right on the beach?
Okay, now, about the hotel situation. I've got
ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Oh! Cora!
Cora!
Look at you! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Cora.
Girl, look at you. Looking like you're looking.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. I am proud of myself. As long as I don't do anything crazy, like sit down or breathe, I'll be all right. But it fits.
Beautiful. Wow. You're beautiful.
Thank you. I made a lifestyle change. I made progress.
Oh, yes. More than that.
I made a lifestyle change one time.
Really?
And then I realized I only like men.
Speaking of men.
Oh, Lord.
Why don't you go to the garage with me and help me get my luggage?
Oh, okay, yeah, because I need to get my sidearm.
Colonel. That's what she told the last dude.
Mr. Brown, aren't you supposed to be packing?
Nope.
No, why not?
Because I'm not going.
Why?
All the hard work you done, you the one need to go to Mexico. You deserve it. Here, I'm giving you my ticket. Bam!
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Mr.
Thank
Brown.
You so much.
You're welcome, baby. You're welcome.
Oh, that is so sweet. Everybody, thank you. I just want to thank everyone. Excuse me.
Oh, Cora, make sure you take your passport, because you look like you could be over there, and they'll keep you.
Mr.
baby.
Brown, that was so sweet.
Thank you.
It really was.
Thank you.
You're a nice man, Mr. Brown.
I know. And besides, with Cora gone, I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and however much I want to eat. I'm going to eat these chips under my bed. Cora's leaving. I get to eat.
Yes! Time to celebrate. Woo! Progress, not perfection.
I got Montezuma's revenge.
I didn't meet not one hot Mexican.
And I got a tan.
You look like you've been laying in an oven.
What is all this mess?
Cora, while you was gone, somebody broke in the house and left his food.
You
Mr. Brown, you know the worst part to the whole trip?
What?
We all had to stay in the same room. Did you know anything about that?
Say what?